University of Florida researcher Kelly Morgan discusses several factors involved in getting young citrus trees into production quickly.
It's clear that with the declining yields that we're having, that we have to increase the number of trees out there and get those trees into production as rapidly as possible. And that's the whole emphasis behind the advanced production systems.
Tell us some of the keys to that. You discussed several factors in getting young trees into production quickly through the advanced citrus system.
The keys to it are what normally go into an open hydroponic system, but it can be modified in many ways to our situation. Basically, our open hydroponic system is application of water on a daily basis, and in that water you put nutrients so that you have water and nutrients available to the tree continually. This is better done with a drip system than with a microsprinkler. Microsprinklers tend to dilute out the fertilizer too much, so you may have to go to maybe a weekly fertigation with the with a microsprinkler system. But it works, and it develops develops trees, increases tree canopy very rapidly, and increases the probability of early production. Control-release fertilizers can do similar things. Many growers currently use control-release fertilizers, but they can be used even in a more concentrated basis, where you're putting it out every 1 to 2 months rather than a couple times a year.
Many growers have had trouble getting ground fertilizer into the trees, haven't they?
Yes, and that's because of the root density problem. The first signs of HLB is a loss of root mass. Before you see anything in the leaves, you'll have a loss of root mass. And it's also a loss of ability of those roots that are left to take up nutrients. They will take up water. We've demonstrated very clearly with young trees up to the age of 5 that they take up almost the same amount of water as do trees that are not affected by HLB. But there is a lack of nutrients, particularly micronutrients. Magnesium, manganese, and zinc are the key ones.
And, of course, you noted one other key to getting these young trees into production, psyllid control.
Absolutely. That goes without saying, or should go without saying, that anything we do with HLB has to go with the assumption that we're controlling psyllids as best we can, and still we get infection of young trees. Even though that we're putting out the imidacloprid, we're putting out foliar sprays, they still get through and they cause some infection. So that's the first thing we have to do, is control the psyllids, and then we look at the nutritional aspects of it.
Kelly, that's enough for me, unless you've got some other key points we didn't address yet.
The thing I'd like to talk about, we're looking at water use by both young trees and mature trees and how to schedule for them. It's become clear that we don't necessarily need to apply more water. We just need to apply the same amount of water more frequently. That is, if you're applying irrigation, say, 3 hours every 3 days, cut it back to 1 hour every day. And your trees, both the young trees and the mature trees, will grow much better. And look at your soil pH. Take good soil samples. A lot of our soils, because of the calcium in our irrigation water, have gone up well above 7.5. With greening trees, that's a major problem. Healthy trees, that doesn't seem to be much of a problem. And we didn't see a problem before HLB, but now it's a problem. We need to either treat the water or apply sulfur to the soil to get that pH down.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.